As far as aspects of the war that are underexplored, obviously the record of the countries in the on the southern side is much more open and much more studied. So we know vastly more about the US-UN side than we do about the Chinese-North Korean side because of lack of sources. More has come out of China in recent years, but it's at a pretty slow pace. So, yes, I mean, there's so much more to know about what happened on the Chinese side and on the North Korean side. That's the North Korean side is illuminated a lot by the Russian documents, but only to a certain level because they include the interactions between the North Koreans and the Soviets. But internal discussions between North Korean leaders are not necessarily going to be part of the Soviet document. So there's a tremendous amount to learn about that. But even using Russian sources, the Ministry of Defense has a great deal more information yet to come out. There's also more to learn from East European countries. They all helped North Korea in different ways. Some of them had journalists there who can tell us, you know, a lot about what it was like on the ground. Some of them sent medical teams there that also can reveal a lot about what the war was like on the northern side. So, yeah, I think there's a lot more to be done. Also, too, there's a year or two ago, I heard a paper given by an Australian researcher about the involvement of Taiwan that was quite new to me, anyway. It was about the use that the U.S. made of Chinese people from Taiwan who were very anti-communist to go to the prisoner of war camps in the South and try to persuade the Chinese prisoners to go to Taiwan instead of back to the People's Republic at the end of the war. We knew that was happening. Well, we knew that that pressure was going on inside the camps. I didn't know that the U.S. had an organized program to recruit people in Taiwan and bring them to Korea and use them for that purpose. That was very interesting. So there is new research happening